Blackstone Audio presents The Translation of Love, a novel by Lynn Kutsukake. This book is read by Nancy Wu.
For Michael. Tokyo, 1947. The car is in a parade all by itself. Traffic must stop whenever the boy's father travels, so the road is completely empty. Crowds line the street to watch them. Normally, the boy is not allowed to ride in the big Cadillac, the special car reserved for work. But today is special. Today, the boy is in the parade, too. It is a short ride to GHQ, General Headquarters, the office from which his father rules Japan.
Look at all the people!
The boy raises his finger to the car window. He sees a tiny old woman in a gray kimono, a sunburned man in a white shirt and black pants, a mother with a baby strapped to her back.
Arthur, don't point.
The voice is firm but not harsh. Even when it reprimands him, it is the voice he loves.
Yes, father,
he murmurs, and steals a glance at the figure seated beside him in the back seat. His father has not turned his head once since they got into the car, not toward the boy or toward the crowds.
Your mother explained about the photographers, didn't she?
Yes, sir.
He will have his picture taken with his father, and it will appear in all the newspapers and magazines in America.
You're not nervous, are you, Sergeant?
No, father.
That's right. Nothing to be nervous.